Learn more at discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Total Country Bob FM.
The Very Essential Bob Almanac, airing as scheduled here today, but a very special Radiothon edition. The All Request Lunch Hour will air as normal as well here today. Just an FYI, noon to 1. Radiothon edition here on Bob FM. Ready for the Almanac today, Neil?
Let's do it, Jim.
Okay. That sounded a lot like virtual Neil right there.
I tried my best.
You did. That's a good impersonation. Thursday, April 23rd, 114th day of the year. 252 full days left in 2020. Neil, I know you wake up every morning and the first question that comes to your mind, you're wondering, why in the world in Brazil do they speak Portuguese instead of Spanish?
That is a burning question.
Portuguese is the official language of Brazil. And the reason is, on this date, 1500, Pedro Cabal claimed Brazil for Portugal on this date.
Okay.
Portuguese, the state, 1500. 1616, we remember, we say goodbye. Billy the Bard, Will the Quill, William Shakespeare died on this date. He was 52. Romeo and Juliet.
To be or not to be.
Hamlet. Yeah, Merchant of Venice was my personal favorite. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. There's just tremendous.
That's the question I wake up, first thing I ask myself every day is to be or not to be.
If you read any Shakespeare in high school, it's tough to read. I remember reading it, but there was like on one half of the page was actually how Shakespeare wrote it. And then the next, and then the accompanying page on the other side had kind of a translation. You just couldn't understand that old-style English. We didn't have a clue in 10th grade literature.
I did not find it enjoyable. In fact, when they have Shakespeare as a category on Jeopardy, I do not know any of them.
You snuck in a copy of Sports Illustrated inside the book, right?
So
why not? The teacher, it looked like you were looking at the book, looking at Hamlet, etc., but it was actually Sports Illustrated. You're
right.
Reading up on that Rod Carew guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that was in 1616 that William Shakespeare passed away. 1945, the end was near.
So he died on his birthday then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died on his birthday here today.
Much like Merle Haggard.
If you're going to go.
Yeah, go on your birthday.
Go on the birthday. 1945, the end was near for the Germans. Soviet Army fought its way into Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
The writing was on the wall for Hitler and his Nazis.
Just about over.
The state in 45. 53.
You call me Shane.
Shane, who attracted the woman with his quiet strength, who fascinated the boy with the glint of his gun.
We'd all be much better off if there wasn't a single gun left in this valley.
A gun is as good or bad as a man using it.
Anti-gun there in Shane.
Yeah.
Anti-gun rally. Anyway, Shane, what did you think of Shane? Where does that rank as far you are Mr. Western movie?
It's in my top 10. It's in my top 10. It's very solid, obviously. Right. It's good.
So Shane, directed by George Stevens. I think Alan Ladd, shortly after she said that, he goes, "From my cold, dead hands." I think that's what Shane said. 1953. 1954, Hank Aaron hit his first home run. First of 755, Neil. He'd pile them up like cordwood, as we like to say.
He did. Boy, he had a long career, 22-year career.
Did he have many years where he hit over 40? He just had a long stretch of very consistent production.
Yeah, he
never hit 50.
No. A lot of years of 40, I think, but certainly a lot of 30, but he was very consistent. You're right.
And that was this
state.
He was playing for the Milwaukee Braves.
Yep.
1954 and 65 here this date. This song released.
You know that I love you.
Who doesn't love this infectious melody, Neil?
Well, you have to.
I mean, it's the Four Tops. And it's a song with a parenthesis in it.
Well.
So that makes it even better.
It does.
I Can't Help Myself, a.k.a. Sugar Pie Honey Punch. It goes into that parentheses category of alternate titles.
Right. There's three categories.
That's
one of them.
We don't have time to go into all three, but that was 1965. 1981, let's go to Stuttgart, Germany. They like their country in Stuttgart.
Starring Johnny Cash, Jim Carter Cash, special guest and the great 80s eight.
So Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins all performed. They reunited for the first time since the Million Dollar Quartet, performing in Germany as the Survivors.
Wow.
Of course, the only one of that quartet missing was Elvis. Elvis had passed away 3 years earlier, 4 years earlier. So that was this day in 81. How about in the news, 85?
This next story has some people happy and some people quite upset. The commercials say Coke is it. But it will be a little different starting next month because Coca-Cola is having a change of taste.
The real thing will become a new thing on May 8th when Coca-Cola delivers its new flavored Coke drink to American stores.
Oh my, big blunder. Or was it? Because once they did the new Coke and then they brought back the classic Coke, guess what? Their sales had never been higher when they brought back classic Coke. So they can say all they want that they planned on it. I doubt that they did.
I doubt it.
It just turned out in their favor. And I remember drinking the new Coke, kind of had kind of a flashier kind of color scheme too. Remember there was that little silver, and the Coke was a little bit whiter and everything. And then they used a wider font. I tasted, they want to make it taste like RC.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes like RC or even a Shasta. It was sweeter, but then people
I didn't like it.
People went bonkers.
Yeah.
And it was later, it took them how many months? It wasn't very long. And the guy comes back on and says, yeah, we're bringing back the classic.
Yes.
Back in 1985. Let's remember Howard Cosell today, Neil. Listen to this gold.
Look at those teeth clenched together. Valerie Bertinelli. Look at Ed Asner. The body prostrate. However advanced he may be in years, that's the body of a former football player. CBS is getting close to the victory.
This is a tug of war on the battle of the network stars, Neil.
Dangerous territory from the NBC point of view.
NBC went on to win that because they had Greg Evigan on the front and they had Robert Conrad as their anchor.
Oh.
Robert Conrad, I dare you
to
defeat me in this tug of war. I think that's what he said at the beginning to Valerie Bertinelli.
Because it sounded like CBS had him there.
They had him. They did. Well, they had Ed Asner.
Oh, my gosh.
How would you like to be Valerie Bertinelli doing a tug of war behind Ed Asner and looking at his back hair?
Oh, boy.
But so
that's months of counseling.
Howard, you know, love him or hate him, Howard Cosell, he treated that network stars tug of war just like it was Frazier Ali or it was the Super Bowl.
Right.
It was Monday Night Football. It didn't matter to him. He treated everything huge.
He was a pro's
pro. You should salute Howard Cosell, even though he's a jerk to most people from what the reports are.
Right.
He was a pro's pro.
I liked him.
You know it. Howard Cosell, he passed away on this date at the age of 77 in 1995. 2005.
All right, so here we are in front of the elephants.
Exciting. This is an exciting video here.
What these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks.
They have long trunks, yeah. Mm. They got trunk envy over there. This guy here that you heard is one of the founders of YouTube. On this date, the first video was uploaded to YouTube.
It was me riding an elephant, which I did.
2005, yes. It was this guy at the zoo. He never did. They didn't allow him to ride the elephant, although he would now because he's a very rich man. He could buy several elephants, I'm sure.
I'm sure of that.
Because now, the total number of people who use YouTube, 1.3 billion.
Oh, boy.
300 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every minute.
Oh my God.
5 billion videos are watched on YouTube every single day.
Wow.
That's YouTube amazing. YouTube gets over 30 million visitors per day. And it was on this date, 15 years ago? First video uploaded. 15 years ago. It grew.
Yeah,
and I like it. That's where I get all my clips from. Most of them. Not
like
all
it.
Of them. I'd say 95% of them. Let's move on to birthdays now today. Recognize that laugh, Neil.
Well,
it's a little after your time, but that's Skeletor.
Oh, yeah.
He's okay. Battling He-Man and Man-at-Arms and Teela and the Sorceress and Orko. Don't forget Orko and Battle Cat. If you grew up on He-Man, you know this voice and laugh. It's Skeletor. And the man who did that voice, Alan Oppenheimer, he is 90 today.
Hmm.
He was also the first Rudy Wells on $6 Million Man.
Oh.
He was the first Rudy Wells, kind of the bald one.
Yes,
not the dark-haired one.
I remember.
One. Yep. Not the dark-haired one. Oh, and speaking of Rudy Wells and $6 Million Man.
How am I doing?
Good
not. You have to be kidding.
I was never more serious in my life. Now get cracking, Steve.
That's the other Rudy Wells. I mean, what a golden day on the almanac here today. Both Rudy Wellses.
How about that?
Are you kidding me? That's Lee Majors, who's 81, with a cameo from the other Rudy Wells. He's 81 today, $6 million man.
And
the
he
fall
was,
guy.
He was, of course, Heath on the Big
Valley.
Oh, of
course. I don't want to forget that.
The Big Valley.
That particular scene, he was on a treadmill. And you should have seen that treadmill. That was like the cheap one that didn't even have a motor on it. Yeah. That's not going to last the $6 million man as fast as he can run.
He'll blow that away.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
What time is it, Neil?
Well, Jim, it's TV theme time.
And Joyce DeWitt, who played Janet. She worked in the flower shop.
Yep.
Spent a lot of money on booze at the Regal Beagle.
Spunky, I would call her.
And never succumbed to Jack's, you know.
She could see him coming a mile away.
You know it. Jack was a gentleman caller, but Joyce DeWitt never answered that call. Joyce DeWitt, 71 today. Did we get a Valerie Bertinelli?
I thought we did.
Earlier?
She's still in counseling. This is more TV theme time.
Valerie Bertinelli, I had a crush on her. She was one of those brunettes that I had crushes on when I was young. Betty Rubble. Shirley. Was there another one? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Anyway, she is 60 today.
Still looking good.
Married to Eddie Van Halen?
I don't know. I don't know that. I'd have to fact check it, but my hands are broke.
George Lopez.
The wall. Everybody's talking about the wall. They ask me, hey, how do you feel about the wall? I say, you know what? We'll get over it.
George Lopez, he's one of those, he's a Latino American comedian. He does a nice job.
Mm-hmm.
He's hosted shows, game shows.
His own show.
Stand up. He's got everything going on. Yeah. He's George Lopez. He's 59. Do you remember what this was from? I'm sure you watched it.
Boy, I don't know.
I mentioned it earlier. I asked if you watched it, and you said yes. Okay. Off air. Lonesome Dove?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yep.
So Scott,
now I recognize.
Scott Bairstow, who was Newt.
Oh, sure.
On Lonesome Dove. Do you remember Newt?
Yes, very
much.
Who
were the big stars of that? Robert Duvall
and Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, my gosh. What a combo.
And Robert Urich was in there. He got killed off. He got hung.
I was too busy watching Knight Rider, so I didn't watch Lonesome Dove.
He was in the next series. They did another miniseries. I think it was called Return to Lonesome Dove or something, and he was one of the few that played his character in that as well.
They got really creative with that sequel name,
yes,
didn't they?
Yes.
John Cena.
Look at what we have here. We've got the dumbest lineup in the history of Celebrity Jeopardy.
If I was the Big Show or Booker T, I would take that as a
insult.
Insult. Mm-hmm. I'd be very insulted at this point in time. So John Cena going strong, 43.
I throw my hands up in the air sometimes, saying ayo.
This is one of your go-to jams, isn't it, Neil?
I like this.
I wanna celebrate and live my life.
Tayo Cruz, 35. And our rapper of the day is Snooty Wild. Snooty Wild is no relation to Tootie. This is Snooty.
Snooty.
Snooty Wild, 35.
Okay. Gone but not forgotten today. Our former president of the day is James Buchanan. Please call him Buck. Born on this day, 1791. He was the Cisco Kid. Duncan Ronaldo, 1904.
He was a friend of mine. Did you know that? Cisco Kid was a friend of mine?
Yes, he was. Legendary Oklahoma Sooner football coach. He was one of us, Bud Wilkinson. Led the Sooners to 3 national titles in the 70s, but he's from Minnesota, I do believe. Bud Wilkinson, 1916. Let's move on to Shirley Temple. Some call her Shirley Temple Black, former child actress. She was the top box office draw in the late 1930s when she was barely 10 years old. Very talented Shirley Temple. Singer Ray Peterson. Remember this song?
You know, everybody remembers Tell Laura I Love Her.
Right.
I mean, but I didn't feel like playing a song about a car crash.
Carina, Carina.
So as we like to do on the Almanac, we like to dig a little deeper, and this is his other hit.
Carina, Carina.
anybody out there named Karina here this morning listening, that song's for you.
Very nice. Ray Peterson is the singer there, 1935, the great Roy Orbison.
So many hits.
Oh, my gosh. What a talent. And what weird glasses.
My mother must have really liked Roy Orbison because I can remember... I must have been in the womb and she was listening to Roy Orbison because it's just like it talks to me. It connects.
Just a unique voice and a great voice. Roy Orbison there, 1936. Actress Sandra Dee.
Look at me.
Yeah, look, she was Gidget and married to Bobby Darin there, 1942. Hervé Villechaize.
Hey, look at me. Ow. Oh, hey, what the fuck are you doing?
A mean wine bottle at Bond.
He tossed out thousands of dollars of wine.
Recklessly and without a care in the world.
And his character's name was what?
Nick Knack.
Yeah.
He was also, of course, on Fantasy Island.
And if you're going to trap and collect Nick Knacks or a character named Nick Knack, how are you going to do
it? Put him in a suitcase.
And that's what Roger Moore did.
Yeah. And then he proceeded to, bed down another Bond woman.
No.
Yeah, I know. You're shocked. That was Hervé, born on this day, 1943. What about Jan Hooks?
Like someone shoved a bun cake ring down over my head. And the bun, right, honey?
Yes.
And the bun unbraided, and the filling rose up in flames, and all the raisins turned into demons. And I put my hands up, and I said, demonic raisins, I rebuke you.
She was great as Tammy Faye Baker.
She was. Awesome. Saturday Night Live, the great comedian Jan Hooks, born on this day, 1957. We lost her way too early, and they're gone
but not forgotten. The Bob FM Radiothon, 2 hours in, 10 to go. Neil, you'll take over here for the next hour.
Yep. We're going to be all over it, and folks, do what you can. We appreciate that.
Bob-a-thon, no repeat workday coming up. Would you like to start it with George Strait, Am I Blue? Toby Keith, Made in America, or Alan Jackson, Living on Love?
We'll go Toby today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCIL Critter. KLCI